before they abolish us. Men no longer debate whether armaments are a symptom or a cause of tension. The mere existence of modern weapons, 10 million times more powerful than any that the world has ever seen, and only minutes away from any target on Earth, is a source of horror and discord and distrust. Men no longer maintain that disarmament must await the settlement of all disputes, for disarmament must be a part of any permanent settlement. And man may no longer pretend that the quest for disarmament is a sign of weakness. For in a spiraling arms race, a nation's security may be shrinking even as its arms increase. For 15 years, this organization has sought the reduction and destruction of arms. Now that goal is no longer a dream. It is a practical matter of life or death. The risks inherent in disarmament pale in comparison to the risks inherent in an unlimited arms race. It is in this spirit that the recent Belgrade conference, recognizing that this is no longer a Soviet problem or an American problem, but a human problem, endorsed a program of general, complete, and strictly and internationally controlled disarmament. It is in this same spirit that we in the United States have labored this year with a new urgency and with a new, now statutory agency fully endorsed by the Congress to find an approach to disarmament which would be so far-reaching, yet realistic, so mutually balanced and beneficial that it could be accepted by every nation. And it is in this spirit that we have presented, with the agreement of the Soviet Union, under the label both nations now accept of general and complete disarmament, a new statement of newly agreed principles for negotiation. But we are well aware that all issues of principle are not settled, and that principles alone are not enough. It is therefore our intention to challenge the Soviet Union not to an arms race, but to a peace race, to advance together, step by step, stage by stage, until general and complete disarmament has been achieved. We invite them now to go beyond agreement in principle, to reach agreement on actual plans. The program to be presented to this assembly for general and complete disarmament under effective and international control moves to bridge the gap between those who insist on a gradual approach and those who talk only of the final and total achievement. It would create machinery to keep the peace as it destroys the machinery of war.